Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And everybody's getting down in this I've town. Never been so close to just walking off in my life. I've literally never been closer to just walking off the show and just going home.
And it's almost like a cruel joke.
And I just went to Caribou here in St. Louis Park.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Alex. Delightful crew.
Great.
I think I'm just going to go over there and ask Alex if I can have a job.
Can I come?
Yeah.
Let's all go work over there.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe.
This was a joke.
It was programmed in. It's not Stormy's fault.
Yeah.
Not,
oh, I love Jason. No, Jason.
Jason,
Stormy is doing.
We didn't tell you yesterday.
Let me say this. Yeah. Thank you, Dawn, because Stormy, you are doing such a good job. I've said it. By the way, welcome to our show.
We're Jason and Alexis
this is
in the morning.
Jason and Alexis
I am actually
in the morning.
Not Jason or Alexis. I'm Dawn.
Yeah. I'm Jason, and that lovely creature next to me is Alexis.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, this is not...
It's Friday!
That's right, my love.
Oh, right. It is.
No, you're absolutely right. That is the positive.
And Jason, I don't even know. He's probably just passed out on the floor right now. He's disappointed in something, you know, because he's been working so hard.
Stormy, Jason?
Yeah.
Stormy.
No.
And this one. But... It's just so exhausting, and I know how you feel because, yeah, I just know.
Yeah, doing two shows in a row.
Yeah.
Seriously, Stormy and listeners, I know this seems a little inside baseball, but we say it often, and the behind-the-scenes folks, they never get the credit they deserve, and because we're the most conspicuous members of a huge team, we're the faces on the billboard, so we get a lot of attention, but my goodness, it's folks like you and Adam, engineer Adam, who we've referenced. He's the new Paul Black, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Shinier and prettier. And right, Paul? And Brooke.
Pat.
Yeah, Pat and Brooke.
And Kirsten.
And Jess. Kirsten. She's the person that broke into my home a couple days ago.
Yeah, that was an extra.
Thought was an extra.
Yeah.
Bless her.
I'm never in the building, but I thought she was a rando just breaking into my home. But anyway, and then Brooke and Jess, who literally, Brooke talked to my husband yesterday. And why am I caring today? I don't care. I'm just going to say whatever I want. It's my last day. It's my last day, so I don't care.
You're like Trevor Noah. Peace.
I'm done. Brooke was talking to my husband last night. We came in because it's become a little bit of a tradition for me to pop into Lori and Julia like toward the end. So I came in a little early. We had a little shindig that we'll talk about. And Brooke was... Brooke was talking to Colin, and those poor ladies, Brooke and Jess, handle our promotions. And let me tell you, forget us. You know, my whining is usually just for entertainment. Not today, but usually just for entertainment. And but those ladies, because think about it, they have been nonstop since Pride. It has been like nonstop.
Yes.
It's been Pride, and then what was
the
before?
Reunion show?
The reunion show,
that
the 20th
was huge.
Cat Video Fest.
That's
then
right.
Then this, and then we're, you know, so
hopefully they can rest a little after all this.
Well, no. So this is why I love Brooke, and I hope Brooke doesn't mind me telling, but this is a bravo girl to Brooke. So the Emperor came up to her, or came up to the gang, you know, the group of managers, and was like, "Hi, can we let's have a big meeting on Monday." Let's have a big
Monday.
And the group looked at him and said, No. Like with a little
not till at least Wednesday.
With like a little spray bottle. You know how when you're training
like
a dog?
A cat.
Like, yeah. It's like, get back.
Yeah.
Put a little vinegar in there.
With cats, you don't even say anything and they think it's like coming from God.
Yeah.
Like you know, they get sprayed. You just go,
get back. So literally they sprayed Dan with a little water bottle. They're like, no, we are not meeting. We're not having a big grand meeting on Monday.
No.
I tell you that.
Think.
No. I'm telling you that story because thank you. We are filled as this is the last day of project. Well, I'm grateful for some people, but we're filled with gratitude for all the people who don't have one of these that make us look really, really good and make it easy. The three of us walked in this morning and everything was set up. You know why? Adam's here.
Thank you, Adam.
And Jason, you know, back at the ranch. So behind the scenes, folks, thank you very much. We appreciate you. Anyway, let me take a drink of my coffee here.
Yeah. Thank you for the coffee, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
We had a fun shindig. I don't know if we want to get into it right this second. Alexis, do you want to talk about any fundraising before?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, yeah, hey, I was just checking to see how we're doing.
Yeah.
We're at $11,635.
That's so great.
Yes, 110 people have donated. Our goal now is $15,000, which I think we can probably get to. We have a lot of other cool things that we need to talk about, too. Pairs of tickets that we still have to give away.
Yeah.
And an opportunity to ride in the limo to walk the red carpet.
Yeah.
You are an angel sent right here on Earth. You're just an angel.
She knows all the information. I worship Alexis this year.
I'm very grateful.
Wait, what?
You
it's
have
a compliment.
No. Well,
you know everything, and my brain was erased in Europe.
Well, all
and
of
I
you guys
keep track of it.
You both came back from trips, yeah. So it's just like, well.
But you really have, like, I love you.
Oh, you, I love you
no,
guys
every,
too.
And I love you too, Jason. But. Okay.
There's lots of
hasn't
love here.
She like she got all the props and like you work so hard you've spent hundreds of dollars on props that you won't be reimbursed for, I don't think.
Will we?
I don't think so.
No, Alexis, we won't.
I don't think so.
All right.
Let
well,
me just that's why I'm thanking you.
Okay.
Because you're not getting any money, honey.
All right, well, thank you. I'm happy to do
you
it and just
all
figure
the
it all
words.
Out.
Yes.
So what we're gonna do for the pairs of tickets is $100 donations. The next five will get tickets to the 8 or 8:30 showing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Jayden sweetened the deal, right? For the first person to give $100?
Yes.
That was for the premiere of the Twin Cities Film Fest, which is the 20th through the 29th.
Right.
You'll get tickets. You'll get to meet the stars, be on their red carpet, which is going to be amazing.
Yes. So it's really easy. And again, we can see the moment that you... you donate, go to mytalk1071.com, click on Project Down and Dirty, hit that Donate Now button.
Yep.
Takes about basically 2 minutes through givemn.org, and boom, we can see you can put in a little dedication if you want to donate it to your childhood dog, Scruffy.
we'll say it out.
I said dead because if it's a childhood dog, they've passed. But yeah.
Yes. well, I feel like I have passed.
Gosh.
Another thing we have that we didn't really announce on our show is that if you cannot come this weekend, I know a lot of people have homecomings for their kids this weekend and they're closing cabins and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We will have, you can buy right now tickets to see these films, stream them on Monday. And those are $10, and you can get those on our website right now. So, hey,
perfect.
You know what? We understand people are busy and you can't make it this weekend. You can do that. It still goes to the charities.
Absolutely. MyTalk1071.com. Donate now. We'll keep an eye on the totals as we go through the show. As Dawn McClain mentioned, we had a little shindig last night. B. Arthur. Hashtag be careful what you wish for. B. Arthur.
Oh, God, I love her.
Yeah. She looked good. She had a zebra number on. She looked like she escaped from a sanctuary. She was just all animal prints. I never realized how much that lady loves animal prints. She looks great in them.
Yeah, she does wear a lot of them.
She
does.
She looked like a little zebra yesterday, but she organized a delightful little happy hour and food at the Icon Theater's bar and restaurant, which has really good food. If you're ever seeing a movie here and you're like, oh, where should I go before? You don't have to go anywhere else. They
just
really
go upstairs.
Yeah, go upstairs to the Icon, the bar. They've always had good food. You know, they change and managers come and go. But their food quality has stayed consistent. Anyway, little shout out to them.
Yeah, we'll talk about what we ate. And
I didn't eat. Yeah, what did you eat?
I didn't either.
What?
I didn't know.
There was no Olivia-approved products on that menu.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry. I forgot about that.
And I didn't eat because I had already had a date night scheduled with Colin.
Oh, I see,
I didn't know that Dan and Amy were going to pull out the credit card. I thought, it's just going to be like drinks and some Sprite.
Right. Yeah. Well, so, it was so funny because Grant, Lori, Steve, Donna, Rocco, we were looking at the menu like, all right, what do we get? Bartender, whose name is Mark, but also goes by Jeff with a G. Did he give you that too?
That's weird.
I was like, that's okay. Yeah, that's how he introduced himself. So I was like, all right, Mark, Jeff. this is what we want. We literally ordered almost everything off the menu, put it in the table, and we just chowed down. It was so good. The pizza's so good.
Yeah, the pizza's really good.
The carne asada fries were delicious.
It looked good.
We had a pretzel. What else did we have?
Good
wings. Yeah, we
is that what you all were doing in that little round room?
Yeah.
That's such a cool room.
And talking and catching up. Yeah. And then the Mark Jeff was like, hey, I ordered a big ginger. And he's like, hey, you want a double? I'm like, yeah.
I asked Lori or something. I go, is Alexis kind of tipsy? Like, has she had...
Did I look tipsy?
I'm like, she's talking a lot, and she does talk, but, like, I feel like she's more animated. Is she a little bit drunk?
Oh.
Because you're a lightweight.
Oh, I am a cheap date. You're right, especially these days. But maybe. I don't know. I was feeling good. It was really fun to see everybody.
Yeah,
you
were sassy, I could tell.
Yeah, sassy.
Bye.
I was sassing you.
I know. I was like, wow. We can you feel the love tonight?
Colin was cracking me up after that, too. I'll tell you what he told me.
Okay. Oh, Colin is... He has the patience of this week because last night, girl, I thought we would be divorced by this morning. I deserve it too because it's, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Through dinner afterwards.
Oh, no, we had a delightful night, but he's been putting, 6:13.
He's been putting up with you.
Yeah, he's putting up with my horrible mood. 6:13, now 6:14. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Goldfinger. Okay. So we're sitting here. We're sitting here in the commercial break. I do my little skin rejuvenation clinic commercial.
Which was championship, by the way.
Thank you. This is always...
Little dabble do ya.
Well, blunt honesty, the end of the month, like the last day of the month... I always just talk about how good they are.
Yeah.
Because here's the honest truth. The specials that they have every month, this is the last day of the month, so it's hard to like book an appointment this quick. Yeah. So I always I always focus on just how damn good they are. And three of us on this show have been there. Dawn was talking about how she just wants Dr. Beth to 3D copy herself.
Yes. And I quite honestly just said to Jason in the break, I go, I just want to go up to her and go, what you've done to your whole head, can you just do that
just
to
do
me?
Do it to mine.
Yeah. She looks so glowing and beautiful.
Yes.
I mean, not just good jeans, but I'm talking like she doesn't look like she has heavy makeup on.
No.
It's just all the things that... Her husband is also in the business,
Dr.
Mark. So they give each other procedures.
Uh-huh.
And I want to look like her.
That whole team is so good.
She's just glowing. Stunning. She's almost like an angel.
She is. She is an angel. Good Lord.
Yeah, she is.
There you go. Big plug for just her looks alone.
Yeah. So I'm doing the commercial, and Alexis starts to wander, you know, like, we're like, where's the bungee cord? We got to put her back on her bungee cord.
She's that one sheep that goes over
the
other
fence. I know. So she starts, she just gets up, you know, she just gets up and starts walking around the room. Like, where the hell is she going?
Searching for snacks.
So she goes in this little dark office, and she doesn't even bother to turn the light on.
No.
She just walks in there, and I did glance in there, like, what is she doing?
And then I'm previewing something we're going to play later.
Okay. So she walks in there and she emerges with a bag. She goes, y'all want lotion?
Here's some free lotion.
You want some free lotion? I was like, what
is
are you doing?
Are
you scavenging in there? Like, I just, what is she digging in? Like, where is she digging in finding lotion? So is that?
Yeah, it came in these little bags. There's a whole box of them.
Oh, there is?
I'm hoping we're going to be, these are like some things we're going to give away.
Oh, on the red car, or maybe the VIPs, and we've taken one.
Oh, I just took a VIP special lotion.
Girl.
My hands were dry.
I just slathered half my body.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Yeah, Dawn, right? Literally, Dawn literally was bathing herself like a cat over here with
so
lotion.
This is a special one, too.
This is Modern Roots, and this is Donna and Steve's matching sponsor. All of these ingredients that she uses are all natural, so if you have sensitive skin, she doesn't use any products. That are, so it's like a great place.
It smells so good.
ModernRoots.org.
There's magnesium in there, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. So if you have any like psoriasis or any skin issues, if you have sensitive skin, or if your child is allergic to things, this is like all natural.
Yeah, it smells fantastic. It's a great, so thank you, Modern Roots. Very nice in
thank
Buffalo.
Thank you. We just stole some of your lotion.
I know. We did not.
Oh, okay. I did, and I made you accomplices without knowing.
Rando just wanderer my over lotion. There. Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't stop smelling my skin.
I know. Look, Calico Cat, you licked yourself and were like bathing like a cat over there with the lotion.
Oh boy.
What did you
I was gonna talk about last night.
Go ahead.
You know when you just kinda hit a wall? So we got
Yeah, you were gonna mention my husband. I didn't even know that you talked to my husband.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well after what you said that anyway, here's what happened. There, in this area, there's a bar, big bar, and then there's a little cushy red velvet room almost. Yeah, it's like a round
circular room. It's so cool.
Yeah, like a little like round table, round cushions. And anyway, that's where I was sitting. Jace, you were at the bar. And you know when you just kind of, you're sitting there and you're like, I need to go. It's getting late. I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's time to go. Mm-hmm. So I just said, okay, bye, guys. See you later. Stood up. Dawn, you were saying your goodbyes.
I was going to. It was like 8:15 or something.
So Donna decided she was going to go. But I'm not realizing, like, I thought you were like me, and all of a sudden it just hit you like, got to go. Bye.
Yeah.
But you had already said goodbye to everyone
at
the bar.
The room I came into, you guys, was my second room of goodbyes.
Gotcha. I literally just woke up, stood up and said, bye, everybody. And then I looked over to the bar. Bye, everybody. Jeez. Do you want to reenact what you did?
I went, bye. Like, thanks, bye.
Oh, okay.
That's all I get.
Okay, bye. I'm like, didn't see you all night. Okay, bye.
Right. I figured last night was to, you know, hang out and get some dish from other people, which do have dish from the other shows. But then I was like, oh, yeah, I probably should go over there. And Colleen and your husband, Colin, and
Lori was standing.
Arthur. And so I hugged them, and you were like giving me sass still, like, I was like, bye.
Yeah.
Peace.
So she hugged everybody else. She said goodbye, made eye contact with everybody else, but just then walked away. She went, peace. And I was like, okay.
And then,
because Colin hugged me, and he was like, don't let Jason give you that sass. And I go, okay.
Oh, yeah. You just added fuel to the fire.
He goes, don't let him talk to you like that. And I go, oh, okay, all right, peace.
Well, then this one to my right, so I have, peace to my left. and then Dawn, so Dawn's sitting there. You're like Sally Field in Steel Magnolias. Mm-hmm. Dawn goes, Dawn is sitting next to me at the bar, and we're talking to Colleen, and B. Arthur kept coming in and out. And Dawn goes, I think I could. Oh, okay. MC's busy, so I think I'm going to stay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope, I'm going to go. And got up and like walked right out. Like, nope, I've changed my mind. And put on her little shawl and left.
How much time did you have at home by yourself?
Well, he came home right when I came.
Dang it!
Oh, shoot.
That was fine.
More fun when we return. Oh, what a feeling. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk.
There's a fresh feeling.
Summer breeze makes me feel good.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, hour one of our Friday show. It's Friday, September 30th, the last day of September. the last day of our show and the last day of Project Down and Dirty. So thank you for being here, everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the Jerry Lewis telethon board. Lex, how are we for our fundraising?
All right, we are at $11,817. We've had a few donations come in, including one from Laura Sutherland. She gave $100.
Ooh.
So that means she gets tickets and...
Yes, she gets to go to the Twin Cities Film Fest the first day, where some celebrities will be there, and see the red carpet. And congratulations. Thank you for making that donation. So you get a two... Boy, she got on it. This was a reduced price because we had it too high. We had it for $300 the other day, and nobody did it. So congratulations.
You're in, Laura.
Reduced price.
Like now, what we need you to do is give Stormy a call, 651-641-1071, because we need to get your info now so that we, because today's the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have four more. Also, Shauna donated $40 dedicated to winning over Steve and Donna.
We haven't.
Wait, who's that?
That's Shauna.
She said, what was her dedication?
She said she gave $40 dedicated to winning over Donna and Steve.
Well, that's my girl
financially,
right there. I love Shauna.
I don't think we have, but thank you, Shauna.
Yeah, they're winning right now.
They are again?
Yeah, they are. They're like by 1,000 or more.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Let me see. They're at 12,769.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay, but
and then Carrie gave $42 in memory of Flossie Dickey because she's tired and so are you.
Oh, Flossie Dickey.
I love our listeners so very much.
Oh, you guys.
Y'all are just the best. You're just the
best. And thank you to both of those. You are making someone's dreams come true. Like you're supporting artwork in the community where people don't have opportunities and they don't know, they want to have a message out there with a film and do something cool and creative. So thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. And keep those donations coming in. It's very easy to do that. Just go to mytalk1071.com, click on Film Fest, the Film Fest logo, and you'll see the Donate Now button. And then just hit that and boom, you can donate now. It's through givemn.org. It takes about 2 minutes to do. So to all of you that have donated, thank you. And to all that will still donate.
Yep.
And we appreciate it.
We sell tickets for $100 donations. We'll get tickets to tonight's screening, either 8 or 8:30. You decide.
Yeah, that's right. They're on the Barnes & Noble clearance rack right now. They're $100. They were $350. We've slashed their prices.
I mean, yeah, it's 66% off, basically.
That's right. Again,
yeah. Wow.
It's like a crappy book and a clearance. You know, the calendars that you sell in March. You know, the new calendars.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a 2022 calendar.
Third into the year.
Yeah. We're selling calendars in March for the new year. That's what it is.
For the current year, right. Oh, my gosh. Well, we have a lot of Minnesotan actors, right, and friends of Twin Cities Film Fest, including our very own Leah Thompson. And we love her.
She plays one
of my favorite roles. I love Back to the Future. You guys know it's one of my favorite movies
of
all time. And she has recorded something special for us and for Twin Cities Film Fest. Do you guys want to take a listen?
Yes. Let's take a listen, Alexis.
All right, Stormy.
Hi, I am Leah Thompson, a Minnesota native. And you may know me as Lorraine McFly from Back to the Future. I had my start in the Twin Cities and the Children's Theater and the Minnesota Dance Theater. And I think that the Twin Cities Film Festival is just an amazing asset to the Twin Cities and to independent film as a whole. Nothing provokes discussion or evokes empathy more successfully than film. And TCFF transports audiences to different places, into different lives with deeper understanding of the world in which we all live. What TCFF does is more than just show movies. They educate up-and-coming filmmakers through their amazing mentorship programs. They hire local artists for paid work, yay. They work with other nonprofits to help them get their message out into the world through production. And they hold free community events and discussions throughout the years. they're as deserving as any other nonprofit for the work they do around just changing people's lives, one story at a time. Please consider donating to this amazing nonprofit, and I'll see you at the movies.
Oh my gosh, that was so sweet. She's so like kind
she
and
is.
Appreciative of her roots and where she came from.
Rochester is where she's from.
That's great. Leah
Home
Thompson.
Of the world renowned Mayo Clinic.
Yes, it is.
And the newest location of Red Cow.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And
home of Leah Thompson. I mean,
right.
I think I'm going to move to Rochester. Do they have any
Me
openings
too.
At any radio stations over there?
I'll check.
Okay.
I'll check. Blues 104. All blues.
Mayo
all the
Clinic
time.
FM. They should have a radio station.
Alexis and Alexis will make beads and I'll just talk.
Yeah. Can I? Okay.
Right.
So
I can just talk and talk.
I know.
Talk about the hysterectomies, things that are going on, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
So,
got a major surgery today.
Speaking of beads, so Alexis, after she stole the lotion from the VIP bags, she comes back to the broadcasting area. And she goes, and she has a little UPS package. So she cuts it open. She says, look,
oh, she
everybody,
opened it.
My 3D
oh my
beads
God.
Are here.
Oh, right, the beads.
The beads.
I thought the lotion came in the
yeah.
UPS package, and she just said, this is me.
I know.
This is for me.
Well, the first thing
that
I thought is,
something.
No, the first thing I thought is, are she stealing UPS packages from that back room, too, from other people? Because she's
well,
stealing lotion. You were back there for a while, so now was she opening she rando UPS packages
yeah.
for
Maybe.
Other people? So what did you get? What is
well,
that?
Well, so I was saying that last night when I got home, I was so tired. I just slept in my clothes. I just did. Anyway, and so this morning.
Harry's so tired he couldn't even say goodbye, but go ahead.
Exactly. I just gave you a peace sign and out I went. But on the table this morning was this little package because it came yesterday. We were talking about my 3D printer
yeah.
desire, right?
Yeah.
And so because I had ordered some beads and there they are. They're here.
That's
and
great.
You couldn't care less, Jason.
I like
no,
them.
No, I want to see them.
Don liked them.
Let me see them close up.
Okay.
They're I thought they were stolen
really
property.
No,
that's why I didn't.
They're not stolen.
I didn't want to touch them and add
Hocus
my fingerprint.
Hocus Pocus 2 premiered last night, didn't it?
Yes.
So I got
did.
Some Hocus Pocus beads in there. Got all the three witches.
So There's somebody made that on their 3D printer.
On their 3D printer.
I'm
and she got it off of
before
like
before
Etsy.
Christmas. Yeah, oh. This guy makes them. It's
These are called beads?
Well, yeah, there's just like a little, there's holes in it.
There's
you,
a hole.
You, string
you can
them
make
up.
A necklace or a crown.
Oh. These are called beads. Are you kidding me?
I look to see that there are holes. It might just look like a little trinket.
They look like little trinkets.
Right. They're cool, right?
Right.
There's
Where's the hole?
On the sides. See? See on the flat sides?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see them?
I see the hole.
It's like Rumpelstiltskin. It's them. Come out of a cave. Or what's that guy's name who slept for 100 years?
Rumpelstiltskin.
No.
Oh, no.
He's a creepy little...
Oh, no.
He's a creature.
What was...
Who? Not
Klondike Kate. Who is it?
No.
The guy...
He slept for 100... Is it Rumpelstiltskin?
No, he's the creepy little like creature that took away
somebody's
the golden
soul.
Hair.
Oh.
That was Rip Van Winkle.
Rip Van Winkle.
Van Winkle. Yeah. He's coming out. Jason. These are beads?
Jason, it's Rip Van Winkle today. They're cool, though, right?
Yeah.
So Alexis wants a 3D printer so she can make
so
and
I
design
can make
her
my
own.
And can design, right.
But how do you, like the 3D printer... Like Stitch has multiple colors. Can the 3D printer do that?
Yeah. So it basically, you put in a program of like a pattern, and then it will, you put in the different colors, almost like ink in a regular printer, but it's a plastic cartridge thing that layers
melts
that.
It
and
it
melts it down, and it is amazing because it's a 3D image of whatever you, like we could make a little Jason with a 3D printer. We can scan
that,
your body.
Our little bobbleheads.
Can the little Jason finish today off?
Jason,
can that Jason? Can we quickly 3D Jason up so he can go tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. We can.
Okay.
Yeah. You just need to get somebody who has a huge one and a scanner for your body.
That's right.
When I was in Switzerland, there was a shop where there were little people, you know, and they were, I'm like, that looks so realistic. I'm freaked out.
I am.
That's like a real person. And it was a little tiny person, but they were so realistic. It looks like you really shrunk a little a person. Not a little person, but a
just small, any size, yes. All proportionate, very like just little.
And I wanted to go into
Funko figure.
I wanted a scanner,
yeah.
And I wanted to get in the machine, but it was too expensive.
To be clear, Dawn did not say that they're producing little people in 3D printers.
No,
let's just be very clear. Yes,
I just
Oh my God.
Well, look at the time.
Do we need a break?
Yeah,
hold on a minute. I want to
42. Oh, are you biting my beans? What are you doing? You're eating it?
I just wanted to see.
What are you, an animal? What are you, tasting it like
a
cat?
I wanted to see if it was a hard plastic.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
Hey, guys. I'm excited to introduce you to Livia's new Flex program. It's Dawn McClain for Livia Weight Control Centers. And this program just got even better. It has more flexibility than ever. That's why it's called the Flex Program. And if you join right now, you'll receive 8 weeks free when you mention me. They have this program that lets you enjoy foods that you never thought you could have on a type of a program, like fruit, pasta, bread. And you get in-person visits, virtual visits, if you want to do it that way, state-of-the-art equipment to measure body composition, and Olivia app to track your progress. You're going to see results fast. So I lost 30 pounds in my first 8 weeks with Livia. Go on their website today, livia.com, L-I-V-E-A.com, and you can sign up for that Flex program. It's new, it's flexible, and it works. Livia was just voted Minnesota's best weight loss center for the second year in a row. 855-GO-LIVIA.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on My Talk 107.1. Live streaming all over the place. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Thank you for being here. It's our final day. Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. Let's go to the big board.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. All right. Here we go, everybody. Let's see if we have any more $100 donations. We are at $11,877. 114 people have donated.
Aww.
Randy Smith gave $10 dedicated to the future movie makers who will make the next blockbuster.
Thank you, Randy.
He also gave $25 for Louis Anderson.
In memory of Louis Anderson. Thank you, Randy.
Do you want to read that one about your brother?
Yeah, this was so cool. Do you guys know Ugly Betty just celebrated 16th? It's like Sweet 16.
Wow.
Was when it debuted, which is crazy. And of course, my brother Jake Thompson, he worked on the set and as a PA. And so Doreen gave dedicated to the power of film and television. I got my start with Jake Thompson on Ugly Betty.
That's so cool.
So sweet.
Yes. Wow. And then we have Carrie Lilligren. She gave $42.
Okay.
Let's scroll. In memory of Flossie Dickey, we already read that one.
Yes.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Tracy Dyer, really $25 in honor of storytellers who are so important.
Yep. If you want to donate, we've made it really easy. Just go to mytalk1071.com, click on Film Fest, and then click on the Donate Now button, and it goes through givemn.org, I should say. So if you have any concerns about safety, don't worry about it. We use them every single year, as do many charities across the country, or across the state, I should say. So
mm-hmm. Do you know that our show brings couples together, too?
Really?
Hannah and Mark, they listen together.
They do?
Isn't that nice? And they made a donation. So thank you.
Hannah and Mark. Is it a happy anniversary? Or I wonder how long they've been together.
Oh.
Just a hot second.
I know, like, they're long distance. It's been at least a few years.
Okay. You were saying that you, last night at our shindig, you got some dish. You were hanging out with everyone. So what dish do you have?
Well, let's see. We talked about the vignettes. So Colleen and Bradley, they have they're kind of telling three different stories, and they each directed each other.
Mm.
So that was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
And then Colleen is in a police officer's uniform.
Yes.
And like stroking her mustache.
I've seen the picture.
I've seen it. You've seen it?
Yeah.
So that was, they were talking a little bit about that and how fun that was. And then, let's see, Rocco, what was he talking about? They're in a bowling alley. We saw a little clip of that too.
Yeah.
And gosh, what did he say? I should have wrote this all down.
It's all right. I can
point you. Did you get some other stuff too? What did you hear?
I was
Lori and Julia.
Yeah, I was sitting with Lori and Julia.
Because they have two special guests.
Yeah. I didn't know about that, but I was sitting with them for most of the night. And Lori was talking about how she did not want any script. She was not going to work with a script.
Oh.
It was going to stress her out. Okay. So they do what they do best,
yep.
And that is just impromptu off the top of their head.
She's like Michael Bay. We don't need a script.
Yeah. So
literally said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has.
So,
well, I know that they have two special guests that come in on their movie, and then Grant said that he plays himself.
He does. I do know that.
So that was some of the dish. He's like, he goes, I just brought different pants. And I changed my pants. I'm like, okay, Grant.
Wow.
He's like, I just kind of went with it. They're kind of, their characters are just kind of out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just, he just responded and reacted to
Yeah. I saw one scene, well, everyone saw it. They put it on social, them in a bar singing, and then it has a cut to Grant. So, yeah, he said it's just the girls being the girls, and it really works. So I can't wait to see it.
Yes. To see her.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Mr. Big and Dexter?
Let's do it now.
I went over to Jason's house yesterday to record some stuff that we needed for our film. And the dogs hadn't gone out yet because we got there at the same time. He had just done the talk show. So I'm like, oh, I'll take them out. So they went out. They did their business. I was so proud. I'm like, good job, Biggie. You didn't even go up on Pride Rock and try to escape. You know, because he likes to try to get away
from the potty area.
And he wants to go up.
Yes.
We call it Pride Rock. And it goes up and over out into like to take a walk.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm like, come on. He didn't even do that. He was great. So we went back inside and Jason noticed that they were pulling on the collars. I got their collars off and they both ran straight into the treat room.
Yeah.
Which they don't do with them. But they knew it was me and they went beelined, turned the corner and went right in there and just stood at the cabinet because they knew it was me because I give them a treat every time they go potty.
Yeah.
Which is why they're fatter whenever Jason comes back. And I usually give them more than one.
Yeah.
Oh. So did they get a treat?
Of course they did.
Of course they did.
Oh, okay.
I was like, good job. You did it.
And
yes.
And I wondered, I'm like, wow, why did they just go right in there? And then
you
they
thought
looked
about
at me.
It.
Yeah. And then we needed to go record some stuff. I have like a amateur little radio studio, podcast studio in my extra bedroom. And we went in there and Biggie ran, like tried to get in there. And I'm like, boys, go lay down. And Biggie just tried to escape and tried to sneak into the studio. I'm like, we don't need your help, Biggie. I'm like, get out, little man. And then he walked out. But yeah.
He wanted to play with me.
Yes, he wanted more treats.
Auntie Dawn.
Yeah. I'm like, y'all, you don't get that with us. I told Colin, I'm like, someone has spoiled these boys.
Yeah, he told Colin, he goes, guess what happened?
Yeah. And
that's your job when you
nobody,
watch. Yeah.
They don't even try that with us. Yeah. They know better. they don't even, they know not even to look. It's like you're going potty and you're coming back in.
Isn't that funny, though, that dogs will know who you are? They're so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll like, oh, this woman gives us treats. Oh. And they remembered from like July.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah. This one.
You're imprinted forever.
Yeah. Well,
Mama Oz is the same way when she watches them. It's the exact same thing. They know who they can play like a fiddle. Especially Dexter. Dexter can get her to do anything. Dexter can just look at her.
That's right.
And she's the one that taught him that multiple meals are a good thing. Like, lunch, it's not just confined to two meals a day. No. It is multiple little feedings. Just a little feeding here.
I've done that before, too.
Yeah. Little.
I'm like, you need a little bit of something, don't you?
We call it lunch one, lunch two.
Well, what I do is I divide up. I sometimes divide up their full portion. And then I do pour a few extra pieces in there.
Mm. Biggie, I don't care. Because Biggie got skinny for a while because he wasn't feeling well. He's plumped back up, though. But for a while, I was overfeeding Biggie just because I wanted him to get rotund again.
And you told me my job was to get him fattened up, and I couldn't have been happier.
Oh, yeah.
You're and like, he did gain weight.
He did. He fattened up because he wasn't feeling well for a while. But now he's plumped back up. So I caught, because when there was a time where he was overweight, like the vet was like, girl, you got to stop feeding him. So we have all sorts of nicknames for all of them. And we used to call him Fatness Everdeen instead of Katniss. Come here, Fatness Everdeen. And he'd come running over.
You're dropping treats from the sky in Hunger Games.
Yeah. Come here, Fatness Everdeen. But anyway. Okay, still time to donate, everybody. Go to mytalk1071.com. Click on Project Down and Dirty Film Fest. There's a donate now button. We made it super easy.
Oh, so, and we have an update. We'll tell you next.
There we go. Stay right there. Thanks, everyone. Hour two coming up next. Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away.
It's a beautiful day. For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me October 4th for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms.